Now, the name of John Rogers we should talk about, because John Rogers Hall was there at the campus of the University of Tulsa.
It was on the front of the building which constitutes the law school, John Rogers Hall.
And we're in 2018, but probably in 2016 or last year.
16 or 17.
Right. They yes. wanted to remove John Rogers' name from that building. Why did they want to remove his name?
I have never been on the board of the University of Tulsa, and I do not know exactly how or why the question arose. But the question did arise. Research was done, and it was discovered that Mr. Rogers, when he came back from World War I to Oklahoma, he had organized a chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. There's no evidence that I'm aware of, and of course I was not present when the arguments were made on the board of the University of Tulsa. I don't know everything that was said, but it is my understanding, and it's not been disputed to my knowledge, Mr. Rogers was never, ever active in the Ku Klux Klan. All he had done was, as a lawyer, he established a chapter. So the matter came before the board of the University of Tulsa that they ought to sand off the name of John Rogers Hall on the front of the law school. I was asked, would I write a letter to Stedman Upham, who was then president of the University of Tulsa, and express my views about that question. I was very fond of Stedman Upham, and I continued to be fond of him until his death. I told him that I thought it'd be a big mistake to take Mr. Rogers' name off the front of John Rogers Hall, because that law school would never, ever, ever have been part of the University of Tulsa. And indeed, there are some who said that Tulsa University itself would never have continued to exist but for the big money that was given by Mr. Rogers and Mr. Rogers' clients to the University of Tulsa, because they gave big money to educational institutions, and they were a moving force in establishing the University of Tulsa College of Law on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Stedman and I had correspondence going back and forth, and I've still got it in my file. A day came and they took a vote and they decided that Mr. Rogers' name ought to be taken off the front of John Rogers Hall. And it was taken off. In my view, it was a terrible mistake.
You knew John Rogers. You didn't know about his background.
I did not.
So you never did get to talk to him about it?
I did not.
Yeah.
I knew Mr. Rogers well. He was busy when I was here, and he found out that I'd done graduate work at the University of Michigan. And Mr. Rogers, after the starting of the Tulsa Law School, he taught a course in Indian land law, and he taught a course in oil and gas. I knew Mr. Rogers well. He was also the highest-ranking layman of the national body of the First Christian Church, or Disciples of Christ. I just thought it was a terrible mistake to take his name off of the front of the law school.
But it didn't affect your friendship with Stedman Upham?
No. I was shocked and saddened to hear about Stedman Upham's death.
Untimely death, yes.